Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Say it so. understand. If you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain to you. But you'll realize if you close your eyes, the feelings my words can't show. They're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. The words I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music. And on this show, I'm going to play some of the best classic country songs I can lay my hands on. Some are on records, others on CDs, but they're all classic country hit songs. And if that's not enough, coming up in the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music, the feature presentation will go way back to the roots of country music with some real classic hits. Stick around for that. I just played a song by Don Williams that I endorse 100%. Listen to the radio. Wait a minute. You are listening to your radio right now. Good choice. Listen to the Radio was a number three hit for Don Williams back in 1982, and it was also a number one hit in Canada. I'll have a set with Little Texas and their number four hit record from 1993, God Blessed Texas. Now, to me, the lyrics of the song suggest that God may have given the state of Texas some special attention. The song may also be familiar because it is often played at many Texas sporting events, including Texas Rangers and Dallas Cowboy games.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
On an earlier edition of Sweet Country Music, I played a song called Silver Threads and Golden Needles, a true classic country song, if there ever was one. So, how about the same song performed by three legends of country music, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, and Loretta Lynn? Here you go.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is to love you, promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your
Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this
to pay the fiddler, and it's sad to know we've danced it all away. But the warm night's disappearing, leaving nothing but the cold, hard light of day. And it's time to start erasing all the rainbows we've been chasing in our minds. We know there's no way of making other ties on us unravel and unwind. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. Of all my days, I wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love just like you do. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune. Well, it's time to pay the fiddler, and there's naked sorrow dripping from your eyes. Unrestrained and unashamed, we loved each other. Now we've got to leave it lie. I can feel my hands a-trembling as I search to find the handle on the door. So let's let the fiddler pull his magic bow across our heartstrings just once more. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. Of all my days, I wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. But there's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love just like you do. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to please play one last final tune.
That's a guy by the name of Cal Smith and his number one hit record from 1974. It's Time to Pay the Fiddler. The song was also one of three number one hit records the Oklahoma singer-songwriter would have between 1972 and 1974. Sadly, Cal Smith passed away in 2013 at the age of 81. I opened the set with not one, not two, but three ladies of classic country music. Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, and Loretta Lynn with their 1993 recording of Silver Threads and Golden Needles. It wasn't a big hit record, but it is significant because of who is singing it. Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn. Wow. The song itself dates back to 1956 when Wanda Jackson recorded it, but back then, the song never caught on.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight. She found out what everybody knew. Too many cooks spoil the stew. She don't care what nobody thinks. She's gonna be bad till the whole town stinks. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Well, bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. Well, she 45. 45's quicker than 409. Betty cleaned the house for the very last time. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight. Unless you're ready,
ready to rock,
ready to roll, till it all freezes over and you catch a cold. Betty's not mad, she's just getting even. Betty's being bad, it's her way of leaving. Betty's being bad, Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight.
This edition of Sweet Country Music, because I'm having a blast playing these records. and CDs for you. That's Jean Pruitt and her number one hit record from 1973 called Satin Sheets. In fact, it was her only number one hit. But make no mistake, she racked up a lot of hit records between 1971 and 1987. And here's another interesting fact about the song Satin Sheets. The song helped her to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Out of the set with a Nashville band you're probably pretty familiar with, Sawyer Brown, and their number five hit from 1985 called Betty's Being Bad. Sawyer Brown was first heard on our radios in late 1984, but they quickly became very popular with country music DJs around the country.
Sweet country music.
Like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on a honky tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand, the boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Hey! Dressed up and head back to town. Boss says, son, having all that fun won't get you anywhere. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand, the boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
Something up with me.
Hey, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod board and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and a dance got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
I'm ready. Maybe we can go steady.
How's about saving all your time for me?
No more looking.
I know I've been taken.
How's about keeping steady company?
Well, I'm gonna throw my day book over the fence. Covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page.
Hey,
hey, hey, good looking.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up?
About 12 minutes ago or so, I played a classic country song done by three legends of country music, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, and Loretta Lynn. But this time, I've done it again. That was Hey, Good Looking from Jimmy Buffett. But he had a lot of help on that song. Joining him on that song were Alan Jackson, Clint Black, Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, and George Strait. Wow, what an amazing song with all those voices in there. And by the way, their version of Hey Good Lookin' made it to number 8 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 2003. I'm going to start with Wade Haynes and his number one hit from 1994, Old Enough to Know Better. It was one of 14 hit records the Oklahoma singer-songwriter would have between 1994 and 2000. Along the way, he racked up 2 gold albums. Not bad. When I was playing that Jimmy Buffett song, Hey Good Lookin', I was trying to pick out some of the other singers in that song. The only one I could figure out was Kenny Chesney. But the record label said that Alan Jackson, Clint Black, Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, and George Strait were all there. So I'll take their word for it. Got a comedy break coming up with Jeff Foxworthy, and he's going to talk about the purebred redneck. You're going to love this one. Stick around. The Sweet Country Music feature presentation coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Larry Kratker, your host. Talk to you in a few minutes.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
If you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, you might be a redneck. If your underwear doubles as your bathing suit, if your grandmother can properly execute the sleeper hold, if you've been married 3 times and still have the same in-laws, you might be a redneck.
Certified Dixie Fried, full of pride till I die, purebred redneck.
I can trace my roots to the first pair of boots
made down in Texas.
There's millions just like me,
hey!
Hanging from the family tree.
I'm a genuine certified Dixie Fried, full of pride till I die, purebred redneck.
We have words in the South they don't have in other parts of the country. My brother will use this one. Used to could. Can you dance? Well, I used to could. You give me a minute, I might could again. I think my current favorite Southern word is sensuous. Call my old lady, sensuous up, get me a beer. if your lawn furniture used to be your living room furniture. If you've ever been accused of lying through your tooth. If you've ever had hot flashes at a cattle auction. If the most common phrase heard in your house is somebody go jiggle the handle. You might be a redneck.
I'm a genuine certified Dixie Fried full of pride till I die purebred redneck.
I can trace my roots to the first pair of boots made down in Texas. There's millions just like me hanging from the family tree.
I'm a genuine certified Dixie Fried full of pride till I die purebred redneck. I'm a genuine certified Dixie Fried full of pride till I die purebred redneck.
If you refer to your wife and your mother-in-law as dual airbags, you might be a redneck.
Purebred redneck. Purebred redneck.
If somebody hollers hoedown and your girlfriend hits the floor.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Okay, folks, here we go. Here's a sweet country music feature presentation, and this time I'm going to go all the way back to the early roots of country music and play three songs from legendary country music performers. Now, these songs date all the way back to the 1950s at least, and these folks laid the groundwork for the way country music was performed for the next half century. Now, I literally could do at least one or two shows entirely on the roots of country music, and I may do that, but I did the best I could in the time allowed. So let's get going with Johnny Cash.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue, how those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the store, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage dream, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining car, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now this story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen words you are saying, it brings memories when It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Go three legendary country music songs, and the folks who sang them are equally as amazing. That was Roger Miller and his 1964 number one hit, Dang Me. Roger Miller was famous for his unusual songs like Dang Me, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd, and many others. Roger Miller was one of those early crossover artists who not only had hit records on country radio, but on pop radio stations as well. Before Roger Miller, I played a 1952 number one hit from Kitty Wells. It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Kitty Wells is sometimes referred to as the queen of country music because through her music, she broke down a lot of barriers so other gals could do what she did. Kitty Wells was a true pioneer of country music. I'm going to start with Johnny Cash and his number one 1958 hit, Ballad of a Teenage Queen. Johnny Cash had a long and amazing career starting in the mid-1950s and continuing for the next half century. Johnny Cash was also a U.S. Air Force veteran.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
so disbelieving at my suitcase by the door. My taxi's on its way. I can't take it anymore. Lately you've forgotten what loving me's about. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. Tell me what I needed to hear. You've got 5 minutes to show me that you're really sincere. That's not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. And you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. Here's what I've got to say. You better do some talking, 'cause my taxi's on its way. We used to set the nights on fire, now every day is the same. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to kindle the flame.
Set my heart aflame.
If that song sounds a little bit familiar, I'll tell you why in a moment. That was Ruby Baby from Billy Crash Craddock, a number one hit record for him in 1974. Okay, why does it sound familiar? That may be because the same song was a big hit for a pop singer by the name of Dion back in 1963. In fact, Ruby Baby goes all the way back to 1956 when it was a big hit record for a rhythm and blues group called The Drifters. I'm going to start with a Nashville native, Lori Morgan, and her 1990 number one hit, 5 Minutes. It was one of several number one hit records she would have between 1990 and 1992. Lori Morgan has been singing since she was 13 years old, and she had her first hit record in 1979. Lori Morgan is also a member of the Grand Ole Opry in her hometown of Nashville.
WTBR.
Country music.
My yellow rose of Texas packed up and left this morning. I don't know where she's gone, and most of all, I don't know why. I only know I've got the blues. I've never been this lonesome. It's enough to make a man lay down and die. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. When I hear faded love, I feel at home. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music. I've kept my heart alive since you've been gone. Quarters to feed to that old jukebox. Bob Wills' music helps to keep that woman off my mind. Bartender, keep that cold beer coming, long as I got money, 'cause I plan on being here till closing time. Lone Star beer and Bob Wills' music. When I hear faded love, I feel at home.
Back in my memory, there's a scene that I recall of a little rundown cabin in the woods, where my daddy never promised that our blue moon would turn gold, but he lay awake nights wishing that it would. When the world was on our radio, hard work was on our minds. We lived our day to day in plain dirt fashion, with old overalls and cotton balls all strapped across your back. Man, it's hard to make believe ain't nothing wrong. But Mama kept the Bible read, and Daddy kept our family fed, and somewhere in between I must have grown. Someday I was dreaming that a song that I was singing takes me down the road to where I wanna go. Now I know it's a long, hard road. Mm-hmm. things I remember when I stay up late at night. When the sun up came, we got up and went. In the shadows of a working day, our moonlight hours spent singing songs along with Grandma's radio. Now I'm beating down an old blacktop road, sleeping in a sack, living up my memories all in vain. 'Cause those city lights ain't all that bright compared to what it's like to see lightning bugs go dancing in the rain. Mama played the guitar then, and Daddy made the saw blade bend, and raindrops played the tin roof like a drum. But I just kept on dreaming that a song that I was singing takes me down the road to where my name is known. Now I'm gone, and it's a long, hard road. Yes, I know, it's a long, hard road.
That is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and their number one hit from 1984, Long Hard Road, The Sharecropper's Dream. The song is the touching story of a sharecropper and his family working long and hard in the cotton fields for very little money. Ultimately, the sharecropper's dream does come true. I open the set with what sounds like an old-fashioned Western swing song, Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills Music from 1976. The number 11 hit record was done by Red Steagall, who, like Bob Wills, hails from Texas. Now get this, Red Steagall has performed at the White House for President Reagan in 1983. What an honor. Let's have a little fun here with something you may have heard on the 1980 movie soundtrack, Smokey and the Bandit number 2.
Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
Now you're the bandit on the run, not a bad guy, just having fun. Still riding hard beneath those western skies. If there's an ambush up ahead and you see Smokey's lights flashing red, remember Trigger and me will be by your side.
Ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
All those bad guys that I faced at the Saturday matinee, you and me and a million saddle pals, with a never empty gun, we kept those outlaws on the run. Remember how we fought and rode until we had them all corralled.
So ride, concrete cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy, happy trails to you. Ride, concrete cowboy, ride.
Cowboy Ride.
There you go. Ride Concrete Cowboy Ride was featured in the Smokey and the Bandit sequel, Smokey and the Bandit Number 2. Now, singing that song was none other than Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers. If you have some spare time, Google Roy Rogers, and you'll learn something about this amazing performer. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over. And, you know, I get a kick out of playing these records. You know, CDs are fine, but I don't know, there's something about records, you know, vinyl, that I like to play on my turntable. Had a chance to do just that with some legendary performers of country music like Johnny Cash, Roger Miller. Oh, yeah, that was great. Hope you enjoyed the show. Another one coming up very soon here on this amazing radio station. I'm Larry Kratker, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45. Talk to you later.